This is progressive muscular relaxation. It's very important that you don't experience pain or strain yourselves while carrying out these exercises. Therefore, you should listen to the exercise through before carrying it out and identify any elements that might be difficult for you. If you have any particular injuries or medical problems, then only use the elements of this exercise that are comfortable for you. Leave out any of the following exercises which might provoke pain, and ensure that during the tense parts of the exercise, you are tensing the muscle group within reasonable limits and not straining yourself. Ideally, this exercise should be practiced in a comfortable, darkened room, lying down or sitting in a chair, whichever is most comfortable for you. The room should be a comfortable temperature and tight clothing should be loosened off. It is important that the room is quiet and that you're not likely to be disturbed in order to get the full benefit from these exercises. Now settle back into your sitting or lying position. Legs uncrossed and arms lying loosely by your sides or on the lap or at the arms of your chair if you're sitting. Just allow your breathing to settle into a natural, calm rhythm. In through the nose and out through the mouth. First of all, scan down your face and head, noting where there's any tension and just letting it go. Then scan down your neck, your shoulders and arms. Again, noting where there's any tension and letting it go, as these will probably be hot spots of tension for you if you're anxious, stressed, irritated, or angry. Now, scan down your body again, noting any hot spots of tension and letting them go. Down your chest, your back, and your abdomen. And now down your legs, again, noting any tension and just letting it go. Now scan once again from head to toe, noting whether there is any tension and just beginning to let it go. And now we'll begin with the face, head, neck and shoulders, taking care not to strain. First of all, just raise your eyebrows and hold them, noticing the tension across your forehead and perhaps across your scalp. Then lower your eyebrows once again and notice the change. Now I want you to screw up your eyes, wrinkle your nose and knit your brows and hold, noticing the tension in the upper part of your face and relax, letting all the tension go. Feeling the pleasant release as your upper face smooths out and the tension is gone. Next, I want you to purse your lips, clench your teeth and push your tongue against the roof of your mouth and hold. Feeling tension in your lower face and jaw and relax so that the tension melts away and the muscles soften. Enjoy the deepening sense of relaxation as we are progressing through the muscle groups. Now bring your attention to your neck, often the location of tension when we are stressed or anxious. We may carry a lot of tension in this area throughout the day without noticing. Take the time now to notice both what it's like to experience tension and relaxation in this area of your body. Firstly, press your head back, either against the pillow or the chair, as far as it can go, holding and noticing the location of the tension as you do this. And now relax, soften your neck and allow it to return to a neutral position. Now lower your right ear towards your right shoulder and hold this position, noticing tension down the left side of your neck as it extends and stretches. And then return your head to the centre. Now lower your left ear towards the left shoulder and notice how the tension shifts to the right side of your neck. This side of your neck is now feeling taut, and then return your head to the centre. Focus your attention on the change from a state of tension to that of relaxation. Allow this sense of relaxation to really develop. Next, pull up your shoulders towards your ears, holding the tension and noticing the sensations involved. Drop them back down and notice the relaxation developing. This time, pull up your shoulders again and then bring them forward, holding, and then squeeze them backwards, squeezing them together. Notice the tension in your upper back as you do this before dropping them once more. The tension that you were feeling being replaced by a sensation of relaxation. Let the relaxation spread more deeply into your shoulders and into the muscles of your upper back. And now, scanning down face, head, neck and shoulders, noting where there's any tensions left and just letting them go. These tensions being replaced by a pleasant, warm heaviness. Enjoy this process of deepening relaxation. Continue to breathe easily, freely in and out, not forcing your breathing in any way. Notice that the sense of relaxation increases as you exhale, becoming gradually deeper. And now we'll move on to the arms and hands. First of all, stretch out your fingers, being aware of the tension and holding that tension, and relax, letting all the tension go and being aware of the difference between that tension and relaxation. Now, without hurting yourself or digging your nails in, make your hands into tight fists. Clench tighter and tighter, feeling that tension in your fists, hands and forearms, holding and relax so that your hands and fingers go loose and floppy. See how this contrasts with the tension that went before. Now we will move on to your forearms. Just where your arms are lying, either by your sides or on your lap, bend your hands upwards from the wrists, feeling that tension on the top and underside of your forearm, holding and relax. Lower your hands, letting go of the tension in the muscles and feeling the change to loose, soft forearms, noticing how pleasant this is. Now let's move on to your upper arms. First, bend both arms at the elbow, tensing your biceps, squeezing the muscle, holding, and then release the tension and straighten your arms, enjoying the change from sensations of tightness to soft, relaxed upper arms, allowing them to lie loosely and comfortably once more at your sides. Now the whole of your arms. Imagine an invisible wall. Stretch out your arms and push against the invisible wall, holding the tension, holding, and relax, letting it all go. Your arms again lying loosely at your sides. And now just scan down your arms, noting where there is any tension, and letting it go, so that the muscles and tissues are soft. Your arms should now feel warm and heavy, and that is relaxation. Now, on the next in-breath, fill your lungs and hold your breath, Notice how that feels. Notice any tension in your chest and then let go. Exhale and let the chest relax. Continue breathing freely and gently as you were, enjoying the experience of relaxation. And then, whilst the rest of your body remains as relaxed and soft as possible, fill your lungs right up again with your next in-breath, holding, noticing any tensions, and then breathe out and enjoy the relief of these tensions. Next, bring your attention to your stomach muscles and then make your stomach muscles hard, holding the tension, and then relax them, allowing the muscles to soften, and notice the contrast. Now, pull your stomach in as though you are pulling it towards the chair or bed, holding and relax, letting the tension go. This time, push your stomach out, push the muscles away from the chair or bed, holding, noticing how this sensation differs from those associated with pulling the stomach in, and then relax the stomach once more. Let the tensions melt away. Each time you exhale, notice the rhythmic relaxation in both your lungs and your stomach. Notice how simply, through the rhythm of breathing, your chest and stomach relax more and more, enjoying the warm, comfortable heaviness that is relaxation, spreading now down through your head, neck, shoulders, arms, back, and abdomen. Allow this experience of relaxation to continue to deepen. Next, we'll move on to the legs. First of all, we'll concentrate on the feet. Push your toes away from you, either into the floor if you're seated, or away from you if you're lying down. And relax. Again, just letting the tension go. Now, point your toes up towards your head, holding, noticing where in the legs the tightness is located, and relax, again letting all the tension melt away, becoming more and more aware of the difference between tension and relaxation. Now, one leg at a time, and without straining, point the toes and lift the leg from the hip as far as it is comfortable, and relax. Now, the other leg, point the toes and lift the other leg and relax, letting all the tension go. Now, if you can manage it without straining, I want you to do two things at once. Using your diaphragm, take a deep breath and holding it, push your two knees together, holding, and relax, and breathe away gently, letting all the tension go. Now, push your thighs into the chair or bed, holding, holding, and relax. Now, tighten your buttocks, holding the tension, holding, and relax. Now, scanning down the legs, noting where there's any tension remaining, and just letting it go, so the muscles are loose and soft. And now that we have worked through all the major muscle groups, just keep relaxing as you sit or lie for a while, feeling how pleasantly heavy your muscles have become as the relaxation deepens and spreads throughout your body. And now, scan from head to toe, again noting where there's any tension left, and just letting it go so that there is no tightness remaining, only loose, soft, relaxed muscles. Now, taking a deep breath, breathing fully from the diaphragm, and for one last time, tensing all the muscles everywhere you can remember, holding, holding, and relax, and let everything go. And as your muscles soften and your body relaxes even further, memorize that feeling of relaxation. Imagine and visualize all the tension running to earth through the floor or the chair or the bed. And just float off into that feeling of relaxation for a few minutes. When you're ready to do so, just begin to move slowly, remembering where you are, bringing your awareness back to the room and opening your eyes, taking your time to return to your day and taking the sense of peace and relaxation into the rest of the day with you. And that completes the muscular relaxation part of the exercise.